Tom, here are the comments on the third paper you've done on Fossil 304. It's the paper about Don Scotus. Let me say that I thought this was one of the better papers you've done for the course, and I was really pleased to see you dealing with something that you've brought up before in your reaction papers, and I think a passage that was that you found quite intriguing. One of the things you could do to make the paper more telling would be to be sure that you answer the question a little more completely, because you have to tell how the fourth statement fits into the overall framework of this question, why he brings this up at all. What you say about what he's doing in the section is true, but why is he doing it? What's the point of doing it, given his overall enterprise in this particular question, where he's talking about our univocal knowledge of God, insofar as we have any knowledge of God while we're in this life. I think that the first page is probably more or less correct, but towards the bottom of it, you need to say more about why Scotus prefers the usage of mode rather than quality. Why does he want to talk about infinite rather than call God good? Because he obviously believes God is not only good, but the highest good. You know, I think he answers that question for you, doesn't he? On page 27. And it's a less perfect way, he said, but why does he prefer it? What's the stuff about the concept compared to the subject and its attribute? Rather, the concept is essentially mine. It's like intense brightness. What you do value the most is important as what you put in, it seems to me. You ought to go over that and ask why the process is that it's virtually equal to more than any other concept. Because I think that would really help them understand the meaning. In a way, you sort of slide over some of the most important parts of page 27. And then when you get to 28, on the end of page 2, you should say what the danger is in saying that God is the highest good. That's the same question that I ask in the quiz last time. And I think your point about it being comparative is that God's compared to things, but God really isn't comparable to other things, is he? And that's why saying that although he's being in there, they're finite and infinite, is a way of suggesting how he's incomparable. Infinite means his being without limits, in a positive sense of having limits, not just being where like a person is, but in the sense of having the fullness of all that there is that can be. Focus on why he talks about this. The point is that you can't compare God with